Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, February 16th, 2023. Well, here comes more scare tactics as the Congressional Budget Office warns that if Republican-controlled House and Biden don't raise the debt ceiling over the summer, America could default on its debt. We know it's a bunch of BS as these groups play good cop, bad cop, and try to scare Americans into thinking that there will be no Medicaid or we won't be able to pay Social Security or we have to close state parks and the list goes on. Social Security is another story, and it should never be in the shape it is, but like all government programs, it was mismanaged and abused. Basically, the funds there were stolen and misappropriated, but that will be a future report. Philip Swagel, a director for the Congressional Budget Office, said on February 15th, quote, "If the debt limit remains unchanged, the government's ability to borrow using extraordinary measures will be exhausted between July and September of 2023. The U.S. government reached their debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion on January 19, 2023. This triggered what they call extraordinary measures to prevent the country from defaulting on its loans. These measures are accounting shuffling that keeps the country from defaulting while Congress and the President negotiate. These measures buy them some time, but if nothing is agreed upon, a default is all but guaranteed. However, we know this will never happen. As always, they will come out at the last minute and say, at the 11th hour, through bipartisan support, we have put our differences aside and raised the debt ceiling for the sake of the American people. Of course, it's all horse crap, because they could give a crap about any of us. The ceiling will be raised at our expense, and with its passing, the future of our children will be a lifetime of taxation, and that is inevitable." Biden and his minions sensationalized the process by claiming that Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare to create a stir of inquiries to the White House, from the elderly to demand the debt ceiling be raised, but it's all a dog and pony show. Let's face it, the government has no choice but to raise the debt ceiling and they know it. They will make some nonsense cuts or concessions, but at the end of the day, the U.S. will be in even more debt. Medicare will continue, as will Social Security. According to government statistics, Social Security currently costs about $100 billion monthly, and Medicare Advantage health plans and Medicare Part D prescription plans come in at about $40 billion each month. They claim that deficit spending is growing much faster than expected. The CBO expects the 2023 budget deficit to hit $1.4 trillion, which is $400 billion more than projected, and is expected to grow to $3.1 trillion over the next several years. So why are these numbers projected to be so high down the road? Well, according to the CBO, the increase is due to recent legislation, high inflation, and rising interest rates. The $738 billion Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 helped swell the country's debt load. So tell me, Biden claimed this was done to reduce inflation, and the morons in the country believed him. But instead, it has done the opposite, as any intelligent person would have guessed. Federal debt held by the public is expected to grow to 118% in the future. This will happen because interest costs and mandatory spending will be outpacing the growth of revenues and the economy. If unchecked, it is expected to balloon out of control. And what do you think the solution will be for that eventuality? Well, you guessed it. Higher taxes, and that is all but guaranteed. In fact, it is guaranteed. We need to demand useless programs be cut. Funding for foreign wars and the setup of puppet governments are stopped. Planned Parenthood, or what they truly are, abortion clinics, and ridiculous social programs for illegals flooding into our country be eliminated. We are in deep trouble, and unless changes are made, we will collapse. And who knows, maybe that's exactly what they want, so they can bring in their new world order, as they like to say. Their socialist wet dream where every aspect of your life is controlled and monitored. Well, the fact is, if they raise the debt ceiling or not, America is in economic freefall. But they can take drastic action now so that we can rebuild. It would be painful, but it is something we must do for the sake of our children's future. Under this leadership, however, it is quite impossible. Thank you for watching. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe. And if you can, please support this channel by visiting my affiliate links. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.